It's NFL versus the spread picks. It is Cav Manning and Billy Body with you. All of my nonsense, including NFL talk, is at Lingus Mafia. And all of your sports gambling picks, you can go to lockbetting.com. And that is Billy Body. What's happening, Billy Boy?
I'm going through these lines and wondering, what the hell am I going to bet on this week? What
18 matters? Is hard. 18 is hard. Priorly, 17 was hard. But, you know, last week of the season, you got to try to see, okay, who's sitting down? I got some information in front of me. We could try to talk about, like, I know Burrow is sitting down, and all of a sudden that line changed. It flipped completely. So you kind of look, who could move up? Who would move down? And I thought Cincinnati did have an opportunity to get to the number one seat. So I thought Burrow would play. However, I guess they're kind of thinking like the rest of the world would think, where if you need three other teams to do this, that, and the other thing, it's probably not going to happen. So
no.
You don't, you know, you go, listen, especially when you know Tennessee is playing Houston. Although Houston has surprised people, and I bet you Houston will try to play the spoiler this week. Last week, we both hit our picks. We both picked our teams. It's not unusual that Billy could pick the Packers to win, but it's very unusual for me to pick the Bears and to cover a spread and everything like that. So
it was no sweat on both sides.
No, it really wasn't. And this was, other than me rooting for the Bears when they're playing the Packers, I have not rooted for my team probably in 2 years because I want them to lose because I need the coach.
You know,
gone.
I bet over £1,000 on the game.
Really? That's nice then. On which game? On the Packer one?
Yeah, I had the normal 100 at 6.5, and then the Cousins was announced, and then the bookies didn't react to it. So what they did, I got a 200 down on another 6.5, and then they pulled it just as I got it on. So it was just in time before I could do anything else. And then there was this one book, and I was like, oh shit, they've taken off to 3.5. But I noticed they didn't take away any of the alternative spreads. So what the new spread was going to be at 10.5, or 12.5, sorry, they still had 10.5 at the old number. So they offer you, like, you know, the normal number, 6.5, and they say you've got 6.5, but if you want to win more money, if you really think they're going to win, you can take 10.5 at much better odds, and you can take 12.5 at much better odds. So I took the 12.5, which was going to be the new line, at massive plus odds. I also take Green Bay to be winning at halftime and full time. Then I took Green Bay to win the first half and the second half. And then I took Green Bay to be winning, to be ahead at the end of every quarter, which they were. So I just hit all these different combinations of bets that were left up at the wrong odds, because all they did was move the spread because they thought, oh shit, everybody's going to kill us on the spread here, so we've got to take it off. It's like, you offer alternatives, you need to take the whole game down. And they didn't. So yeah, it was fucking a massacre. Like, I ended up winning. I didn't win 1,000 because the odds, everything was like, you know, against was minus money. Mm-hmm. But I did end up making like 900 and something pounds.
That's very nice. That is very nice. See what you people could do if you go to Lock Betting, sign up, and you could be on the thing. As Billy sending out tweets, or not tweets, but on a special WhatsApp for everybody for in-game picks in the middle of the game. So you want to get in on that. So it's not like he's doing these on his own going, well, I don't get these picks, you're doing them yourself. No, he tells you everything he's doing. So let's kind of breeze through a little bit. We'll talk about certain ones that seem to matter to us. Saturday's games, you see, this is what bothers me. I'm going to the future in-laws house on Saturday, and before scheduling going there, I made sure to look at the NFL schedule because, as you know, NFL is my life. It used to be wrestling. It is completely NFL, 100%. And I go, all the games the last week of the season are always going to be on Sunday because of the playoffs. They want to be equal, right? And they go, this middle of this week, they go, oh, we're going to have some games on Saturday now. They just changed it. And I'm like, you motherfuckers. So thank God it's like two games that I don't really give a shit, you know? I would have been really sick to my stomach if it was my Bears game, because it's, you know, last time I get to see him until August. So the first game is Kansas City going into Denver. Kansas City needs to win, obviously, and hope for the best to get first place again, and that is for Tennessee to lose, which probably will not happen. Spoiler alert. Kansas City is favored by 10 here, and it's a lot. They're in Denver, but I expect them to win and, you know, keep this 10 points to me. I have a little problem with 10 points with this. You know, other teams that have nothing to lose are playing everybody and they're playing to hurt them. However, you have, I think, is Locke still playing? Which.
No, Locke's out, I think.
So who is the quarterback now?
I have no idea.
My God. Let me see. Let me click on this and see who would be doing it, as this takes forever to load. Okay, here it is. Bridgewater, it's, well, that's like the passing stats. Let me see. Drew Locke is, yeah, questionable. He's questionable still. So I don't know who would be playing, though. They don't say who's like, well, this guy will be in there instead, because I don't think Bridgewater's playing. So you know what? If he might be out, that might be real bad then. So you know what? Then I'll take Kansas City and give 10, because I think if they know who's playing, I think this number's going to change a little bit, but I'll go with that.
Yeah. I still think they will make an all out effort to try and put pressure on Tennessee. Is there still any chance that they can lose
their secondary spot?
Second seed, yeah.
They're 11-5. Who's right behind them? Let me see. Going down
Bengals.
The list.
Bengals behind them.
You know, that's the thing. The Bengals, but Bengals aren't playing their guys. That's a lot of people in NFC have those good records. Yeah. Bills? So they're really, the Bills are 10-6, so they could get up there if they lose two. But they beat Kansas City this year.
Exactly. So
they could. They can jump them. They can jump them if it flips into that.
Yeah. So I don't think they allow that to happen. I feel that they go out here and win this game and they secure home field up until the conference final, which is, I mean, number two is very important. It's not like, you know, 3 and 4 doesn't matter as much, but 1 and 2 does. The difference between 2 and 3 is huge. It's a whole different, it's a whole home game.
Yeah, you get all your home games except for if you're going to the championship against the guys who are number one. And if number one slips, you got home field advantage.
Yeah, and remember, like, number two didn't used to play this round till last year.
Yeah, and I like it better this way. I like that number one, you've earned your way. You are the number one. You get to rest. Fuck this number two getting to rest. No, no. Go play. You didn't earn anything. Dallas goes into Philly. Dallas, I don't think, can do anything. Obviously, they can't get first place. They're going, though, again, let's see, because they're playing Philadelphia. It's -7 Dallas, right? So if we look at Tampa Bay, who is 12-4, so they're 12-4, and Dallas is 11-5. Dallas can't move up, because even if Tampa Bay loses, they have the tiebreaker over Dallas. So Dallas might not play this whole game. I think they play some and then kind of get people out. Parsons isn't. He's possibly not going to play because of the COVID stuff, and he's got to wait. 7 points. I think I'll take Philly with the points. I don't think Dallas is going to play all their people this whole game through.
But
so
will Philly as well? Because Philly
needs
only
to stay in.
No, they don't. They're through. They can only go between 6 and 7. It's weird because it's San Francisco are the 6, but they can be eliminated.
Yeah,
if they lose,
weird, right?
It's weird because it's something to do with strength of victories or
strength of
or
schedule.
Something.
One of those things, yeah. and conference and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because I know what San Francisco needs to do. They got to rigmarole. They got a rough one. I still think Philly plays, because would you rather have 6th seed or 7th seed? I'd rather not play the number two team. So they would have to, it's possible Dallas has to play Arizona again next week. That's another if. So
yeah, well, I think that's pretty much a lock, I think, because Arizona will.
Actually, Dallas needs to win. Arizona could take over Dallas's spot.
They can't because Dallas are a division winner.
But they could take over that seat. No, because they'll have a better record.
No, it doesn't matter. Division winners get the first four slots.
You get your shot anyway. But, however, Arizona could win the division if the Rams lose.
Yeah, there's that. Who has the head-to-heads because they both beat each other?
Yeah, then it's their own conference, which I believe Arizona
I think it goes to Arizona because on my list, it doesn't say that Rams have clinched already. Mm-hmm. So it means they can be taken over for the division, which means Rams could drop from 2 to 5.
Oof. Yeah, and then I'm like, Dallas wants to stay in there, but boy, oh boy.
You know, I remember the year where nobody could win the NFC East, but they still got the number 4 seed.
Yeah. It was last year. It was garbage, right? Everybody was trash, and they got their home. Like, they played against a good team, and they had, like, home field, though, in the first round. Nonsense. All right. I'll take the 7 points, though, and go with Philly. Yeah, Philly's looking hot. I don't know if they'll win this game, but I think they keep within 7. What do you say?
Yeah, it's difficult because I don't think it matters to either one. If Dallas can't get any higher than 4, then they will be playing that home game next week against, I think it will be against Arizona. I think that's how I've got it pegged.
Okay, we go on to Chicago versus Minnesota. Two teams that do not matter. We will not stay on this game very long. Originally, I was thinking Minnesota would win this, but I don't believe Cousins is playing this time either. So, let's see. Where is Cousins? They're talking about the guy who played against Green Bay last week who had his first he's been in the league 8 years. He had his first touchdown pass last week. That's Glennon territory right there. The predictor is saying 66% is saying that Minnesota wins this game. You know what? I'm going to take the Bears to win this game. The Bears should have beat them the first time they played them. It was just like, it was ugly. And they couldn't score, as of course. But it's looking like Fields is going to play. But Minnesota is giving 3.5 points to Chicago. So, you know what? I will take Chicago. They've won 2 in a row, even though they played garbage last week and Seattle the week before. But this is the coach's last game. So do they go out on top? I will take Chicago here.
I thought Cousins had been activated.
If Cousins is playing, I still think it
makes a difference.
Yeah, really? I think that makes, I mean, boy, he's not as bad, obviously, as this other. I mean, the backups are bad. How bad is it that, because it looks like the Minnesota coach is getting fired too, Zimmerman, and they've asked, hey, are you going to have Kellen Mond play? It was their third round rookie quarterback. You want to see what the guy's got, right? It's the end of the year. Who cares? And he goes, no. And they go, why not? And he goes, because I've seen him in practice. You imagine your coach shit on you like this? What kind of coach is this? You're just like, yeah, he sucks. I'm not playing him. I'm like, okay, that's nice to do. So so you're going to take, who you take, Minnesota with those and give the 3.5?
No, I'll still take the 3.5. I think Minnesota is shit.
Okay. Cincinnati goes into Cleveland. We have heard Joe Burrow is not playing. So now all of a sudden Cleveland is favored by 6. How awful did Cleveland look last week or this Monday? That was, like, startling.
Yeah, it's shocking because they could have still caught. They could have still got through to the playoffs.
No, not last week. They couldn't have. They were already eliminated before that game.
Going into the week though, like if Cleveland had lost, but yeah, I mean, you're still prepared properly for the whole week.
Sure, sure, right? And like, I was playing
and
fantasy.
Still, and you still hate the Steelers, and you still could have handed Ben his first home loss in the regular season against you. He's beat you 100% of the time.
Yeah, and hell, TJ Watt almost got the sack record in one day. It's unbelievable. So, like, I even had in fantasy football, I had two guys. I was down by 10 points. And I had Landry and I had Chubb. I'm like, this is a, I'm going to win this game. They got me nothing. They were garbage. And the other guy had the kicker for Pittsburgh. And he ended up beating the shit out of me. I'm like, great. Fucking Cleveland pieces of shit. Who's the backup in Cincinnati? I mean, Chase is probably not going to play too. You know that. They're not going to have any of their good people in here. So, you know what? I think I'll give that 6 points. Burrow is the guy who makes that place run over there. They're done. They're going to have all backups in. I'm surprised Baker Mayfield hasn't gone in for surgery yet, to tell you the truth. I don't know why he's playing. He's got this shoulder problem all season, and he's still playing? Why? He's just going to fuck himself up. I'll go with Cleveland to cover the 6.
Okay. Yeah, I think the same. I don't really care, but I'll take the same.
Green Bay going into Detroit. It's funny. It's only 4 points Green Bay is giving Detroit. And I think Green Bay will still cover this, even with half their guys out and not needing to do anything. I think this will be good. Love will get to play. I don't know if Rodgers is not playing at all or if he's playing a quarter. They haven't said anything like that. I would assume he's sitting down because of the toe, and he's not the type, I don't think, that really needs too much practice. Obviously, he can roll out of bed and play, except for the first week of the season, apparently. And Goff, I think, is still not playing, and so Detroit has another backup, which Goff is kind of a backup anyway, so it's a double backup. So I'll take Green Bay and give those 4 points.
I don't know who they're playing or not. Even if Aaron Jones is going to be playing, so we have a running game. Mm-hmm. I take Detroit on the basis that I saw Love earlier on in the season, and that was that was a game where we should have beaten the Chiefs and
should have beaten the Chiefs
more time to rest.
Yeah. Washington goes into the Giants. Washington is favored by 7 here. I don't think they will have a problem. Glennon is the worst quarterback in the world, and this is why the Bears GM should be fired, because he paid Glennon a guaranteed $18 million and said, I'm a Mike Glennon guy. This guy is running a scam, Glennon, being employed by the NFL. He can't do anything. He's horrible. 7 points. Washington beats them by 7.
Yeah. It's a lot to lay with Washington.
It is. But like, we saw these flashes where Washington was good, and then they finally got their bubble burst against, you know, Dallas.
But
Giants are very bad. They're very, very bad.
The home team would make the bigger effort with the last game being at home and whatnot. But yeah, I just think, yeah, I agree. He's very bad.
Yes, that's. I'm like, I don't know how they're not starting the third string at this, but it's like, who cares? Indianapolis.
Fromm?
Yeah, why not? Jake Fromm, State Farm. You got to have him in there. Indianapolis goes into Jacksonville. Indianapolis needs to win this game. And I will win a bet of my own from the beginning of the year, because I said Pittsburgh wouldn't make the playoffs. I need Indianapolis to win this. They're favored by 15.5. I'll take Jacksonville with the 15.5, though.
They've really looked at the very few games this week where teams need to win.
Yeah.
And they've given, like, ridiculous numbers to them. So,
and they've had problems with Jacksonville. As you remember, last year, it was the only game I think Jacksonville won. It was the first week.
I think there's something going on with the supporters protesting old AEW guy's dad.
Yeah, there's something. It's Trevor Lawrence reacts to Jag fans clowning owner.
Shad Khan.
Yeah, Shad Khan.
Yeah. That can't be good.
I know. It's just one thing after another with that team.
I want to take the Colts here because they win the game, and I don't like taking. I mean, I watched them last week and they got destroyed by the Patriots. So you would feel that Taylor comes in and does his thing over and over and over again, and there's not really be nothing they can do
and
about it.
And how soon do they take people out because they're scared? Because this is the week of everybody being scared. And it's like, okay, we're up by this much. Let's get everybody out. And that gives room for the team to chip away at least, you know? Like, I could see them being comfortable up by 14 and the spread's 15 and a half, you know?
No, I don't think you want to mess about. I think you just want to get there and then that gets you into, I think, the five. I think they'd be the five seed, if I'm correct. I'm not 100% on that, but I think they'll be the five seed if they win. And then I think they have a really good chance of beating the Bengals next week as well. So, yeah, I'm going to go with them.
Okay,
I'll take the points because this is the situation we're in with everybody that needs to win this week. You're laying ridiculous points across the board from KC to the Colts, and you'll see it again later on when we come to who's it? The Bills. So yeah, we'll see it again.
Pittsburgh needs to win and get some help to get in the playoffs. Like we just said, they need Indy to lose, but they got to play Baltimore in Baltimore. Baltimore is giving 5.5 points. Let me check to see if it's Huntley playing again, and if
no, it's not. The
Lamar
the
is still questionable. So
the Steelers don't just need Indianapolis to lose.
And can't have a tie. That one. They need to beat Baltimore. They need Indy to lose. And they can't have the Chargers and the Raiders tie. That's what they need.
No, they need the Raiders and Chargers to tie.
No. No. Because if the Raiders and Chargers tie, they both get in if Indy loses and Pittsburgh loses.
Let me check this.
Yeah, this was the big fucking joke of the week because it was like, if those things happen, they should just sit down on the field and anger everybody because it's madness. It was like, they can't have a tie. I was like, well, if there is, they could both get in, which, and you know what? If that's the case.
They can't be right because if the Chargers win, and the Colts win, or if the Raiders win, and the Colts win, they're all going to be 10-7. So the only way that the Steelers do get in is if there's if the Colts lose, and there's going to obviously then be a winner in the Chargers Raiders game. Then they get in with that. Then they get in with the tie.
See, Pittsburgh has a tie, so that's where they get their weird thing from. So L.A. and the Vegas, they'd both be 9-7-1. And Pittsburgh would be 9-7-1 as well. But then it would be
both have. Then they both have tiebreakers over Steelers. So they would go in.
Yes, like they have that strength of their schedule or the AFC of common opponents. It gets down to all that goofiness. So
the Steelers need a winner in that game, and they need the Colts to lose, then they can get in.
Yes, and they need to win themselves too. They need to win, otherwise it's over anyway.
Okay, well,
so
I can
if
tell
they
you that.
Lost, they were done. They're done no matter what if they lose. So they have to win. Indy has to lose, and those other two can't tie.
Indy's not going to lose.
No, they're not. You imagine if they lost. Jesus.
But what's interesting is that if the Bengals lose this week, the Bills go above the Bengals, which means the Bengals come down to the four seed and they end up playing the Patriots.
See, that's surprising to me that they wouldn't play because I'm like, yeah, they're not like clearly just stuck in one position.
But I would rather play the Patriots at home than play the Colts at home. So I would be I understand why they would lose this game this week. Because I honestly think the Bengals can beat the Patriots at home. I don't think they have a chance of beating the Colts at home. I feel that the Colts
Colts are like Super Bowl picks even. People have done that until they lost like just the other week or something. But people were thinking the Colts were a sneaky.
I close to the Raiders. I just don't understand how that's happened.
Maybe it was because Wentz hadn't played, practiced all week, and he was sick too. Maybe he had, you play a little bit of flu. That doesn't help you. But they still shouldn't have. I mean, it's the fucking Raiders. They're no good. Tennessee goes into Houston, and Tennessee is giving Houston 10 points.
It's another one where, like, your team needs to win, but you got a lay stupid spread, so.
Yeah. I think, you see, Houston's fucking sneaky, man. Those fuckers play. Even though that record is shit, they're not complete shit. I think Tennessee's got a lot to play for, dude. They got a lot to play for, so I think they handle this, and I'd give those 10 points, and I'd take Tennessee.
What's your understanding on Henry now? Like you said,
they're talking about he could be back for the playoffs,
but not for this game.
Not for this game.
You gotta wonder how
they
effective
didn't say 100% though. Let me go.
If he's not even gonna make this last game, and then he's just gonna jump in the playoffs, and
they don't even have him under like questionable or not and all that kind of shit. I think there would be we would hear about it though.
I need Casey to be a number one seed. I have taken a hedge on Tennessee now, so I'm not going to lose any money. But it's just slightly more beneficial for me for Casey to be the number one seed. So I'll take Tennessee in the hope that it's wrong, and at least there are hedge out options. I hope at least there's a point where they're in some kind of jeopardy, so that I can, hedge out. But I don't think they will be.
No, not against them. They can't. And the thing is, they're not going to take them lightly either, because they need this game. So, they can't go in like, who cares?
Didn't they already lose to them?
No, they lost to the Jets. They lost to like garbage team. I don't know if it was Houston though that they ever lost to.
Houston, who did? No, Houston beat Arizona.
Houston beat Buffalo. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, they've beaten some teams where you go, okay, well, how's that possible? New Orleans goes into Atlanta. New Orleans needs to win this game and have San Francisco lose to get into the playoffs. They're playing Atlanta. New Orleans is giving 4.5 points. This game worries me, too, for, like, I think I would take Atlanta here. I don't trust New Orleans for shit. I don't think they're any fucking good. I mean, they got a good defense, but you know what? I think I'll take Atlanta here and take those points. It's home. It's a spoiler. It's their own division. I think that's the way.
I agree to you to some extent.
More than a field goal, too, so you're safe to kind of have this game in your grasp.
And I can see a scenario where the 49ers still get into the playoffs without winning.
They'll need to, because I don't think they're winning that game either.
And it'll be going all on at the same time, which will be good.
That's what they do now on purpose. They didn't used to, because that would be scoreboard watch. Oh, they lost. We don't have to play today. And they would just send out their shit. Now they all got to fucking play.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the New Orleans defense is good. I think they'll find a way to win this. I think that would mean they can sneak in too.
Oh, New Orleans, yeah. If the 49ers lose, they're in.
Yeah.
They got to win though. The Jets go into Buffalo. We were just talking about Buffalo, and here's one of those point spreads you talked about, 16 points by Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they win by 16 points. I think they win, not by 16. I'll take the Jets with the 16.
I think they do win by that, because I think the Jets had their big effort last week.
Yeah. With a letdown.
And they should have beaten the Bucks, yeah.
The other Patriots. They
should have beaten the Bucks, and that was really lucky that they pulled out at the end. So I feel that would be their last That to me feels like their last ditch, their last ditch effort. They got no reason to come into the Bills and do anything. There's no expectation.
Other than rival, that's about it. Yeah, to just
But I mean, it's different if you're at home, and I feel that the way that these spreads have been done, that there probably wouldn't even be that much of a differential between the prices. I feel like if they were, if it was in the jet at the Jets, it would still be. It might not be going past two touchdowns, but it would be like 11, 12. It's a completely different ball game.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna go into Buffalo and playing in New York. I mean, I know both are in New York, but Buffalo's 4 hours away from the Jets. Do you know that?
It's upstate. It's not close. It's not close. And New York is not in New York. That's even better. They're in New Jersey.
They're in one Jersey, and the other one's like practically in Canada.
Yeah, they're in Toronto. That's where they always talked about moving them to. San Francisco goes into the Los Angeles Rams, who do need to win to keep their spot for sure. Boy, oh boy, Garoppolo went to practice today. He's got a torn ligament or something in his hand and his thumb. But, you know, they can't hand this over to Lance at this point. This is a scary thing. And boy, oh boy, the Rams are giving 4.5 points to the 49ers. I think the Rams, but the 49ers always do have their, they've won like the last five. They have their number, which is funny. It's like, that's the one team. It's like the Cardinals have the 49ers number, but then this is for them. So I will give that 4.5 points and I will take the Rams.
Yeah, I think in this situation, I like both the teams this week who are defending number twos. As I said, number twos can't be discounted. All it means is that you don't get the home game in the championship game, but you do play at home the whole time until then, which is important. Championship game's also a bit of a lottery. You can see teams like... So, yeah, I feel that I'll take the -4.5. I don't think they're going to fuck it up at this point. The banana skin for me was last week. I was right about that game last week where I said that the Ravens could. And at the time, I thought Lamar was playing as well, and he wasn't, and they still almost fucked it.
What are you saying?
What do you mean?
You're saying they all look alike? What are you talking about? You thought Lamar was playing at the time?
The injury report we had when we were recording said he was playing. And then
I thought when you were watching the game the whole time, you thought it was Lamar.
No. When we made the pick, he came back to practice, and then they decided he couldn't play.
Yeah, that was. They had it until the last second of the game too. I was like, oof, boy, oh boy. Ravens are a tough out. It's like they've lost a lot in a row, but they're tough. They just beat them, you know. New England goes into Miami, and New England is giving 6.5 points to the Miami Dolphins. Miami's out. I think New England can move, though. They can move around. Can't they win the division if Buffalo loses? And also, we can get New England and Buffalo again in the playoffs.
You need the Bengals to win to get that again.
You know what? It's not out of the question.
As it stands, they're playing, but yeah.
Okay. I'll take New England here and give the 6.5. I think they put Miami out, put them to bed.
Yeah, I think Miami's obviously the last reason they had to play was last week. I mean, for the Patriots, realistically, you're not going to expect Buffalo to be losing that game. So I also feel this game could be affected by the fact that they know what's going on there. I think I'm going to take the 6 points just because I feel that
6.5.
I think if Buffalo's don't cover their line against New York, against the Jets, it'll be because they went up and started thinking about next week because they're up by 21, 20, 24, something like that. And it's a backdoor cover. And obviously, betting lines don't affect these games. So I think if the Patriots are, I don't know, 17-14 up against Dolphins or whatever, and they see the Buffalo are up by 20 points, I don't think that there's any reason to keep playing everybody.
I agree with that. Seattle goes into Arizona. Arizona is giving away 6.5 points. I will take Arizona easily for this one.
Yeah, they need to win. They need to put the pressure on. So, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't take them.
Okay. Carolina goes into Tampa Bay. I'm surprised this is actually as low as it is, too. It's Tampa Bay giving 8 points to Carolina. And Tampa Bay's at home. I think they should handle that, too.
What's their playoff scenario? Are they stuck in number three?
They're 12 wins. They should be go to two. Yeah, because they beat Dallas. So it could be number two. Because Dallas is 11 wins.
And this one's interesting because
they don't even really
Tampa are not where they look at the other game like the Bills, like the Patriots look at the Bills and go, oh, they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can say that about the 49ers. There can be a point in the game where Tampa take their foot off the gas. But in this divisional game at home,
because the Rams are 12 wins, the Rams could get to 13. So Tampa needs to get to 13. And hope the Rams lose, right?
That's what I just said. Yeah. I mean, and it's a very different situation to the Patriots looking at the Bills. Mm-hmm. And you're saying they're playing the Jets. And even with KC looking at Tennessee, you're looking at that and thinking it's very, very likely. I don't think you put your house on the Rams this week winning. That they have one of the most difficult games to keep their spot in the playoffs. So I don't see why Tampa don't play. And I don't see any way why they don't. It's a divisional game. And also it's one of those situations where, okay, so teams are covering 15-point spreads. If you take your foot off the gas when you're up by 20-plus points, the spread can get covered. If you take your foot off the gas when you're up by 15, not only does the spread get covered, but they're back in the game. This is a spread where complacency and the spread being covered actually puts the team back in the game. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a one score. I mean, I know 7 is a touchdown, but you can score 8 points on a play. So it's a one score. It's a one score differential. So yeah, the Bucs are one of the better plays this week. And I'm not bothered about who quarterbacks Carolina either. I mean, at this point, it doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't matter at all. Last game, it is to get into the playoffs, most likely. The Chargers going into Vegas Raiders.
The winner here is in the playoffs.
Yes, and that's why I said most likely, unless it's that tie bullshit. It's the Chargers giving 3 points to the Raiders. It is always hard because LA seems to fucking crumble when it's time to stand up. I don't trust the Raiders. They have both of these teams have zero home field advantage. So I'm actually going to take the Chargers here.
Yeah. I won money on this earlier on in the season. I think this was the game where I can't remember if it was the Raiders' first loss or second loss. I'm not sure where what it was, but it was a point where they were riding high, and you looked at this game, and I looked at it when they went to the Chargers, and the Chargers were only laying 3 in that game as well, I believe, on a Monday Night Football. And I looked at it and thought, this is definitely a spot where they get hit by reality with the better team. And they've actually done really well to come back. They've had a really up and down season where they look like they're heading to the playoffs, and then after Gruden went, they looked like shit, and they looked like they were going to end up with some sort of record where they looked like a team that were going to be like 7-10 or something. And now they're in with a chance of getting in. So, no, I think they'll lose, though. I think the Chargers will win.
Okay. All right. Now it is time for, before I get to, I'm going to have Billy try to pick my survivor pool, because I have run the table, and I have 1 week to go. At the end of my game last week, Billy, I was ranked 8th in the world on ESPN.
That's cool.
And afterwards, after the whole day was done, I was ranked 11th. So I'm 11th right now. And I have 1 more week to go, and I'm going to have Billy tell me who he thinks out of the group I have left, because it's a tough one. But now it is time for our lock of the week. I have lost 3 games this year for my locks of the week, and I'm going to go with Arizona this week to win by more than 6.5. I think they win at least by a touchdown against Seattle.
Okay. It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. It is. Week. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I better take this one because I'm decently confident here. I'm like, all right, they got to play to try to do this. And I'm like, now I see them just going, oh, the other team lost, and we could sit down now in the middle of the game. You know, one of those things. You go, fuck.
I'm between two here, mm-hmm. and it's really difficult. So I don't see Tampa allowing the Carolina Panthers to get within a touchdown of them. This is still an important game they need to win. I feel they're going to be looking across at that Rams score, and it's not going to be a point where I think the Rams will win, but I don't think there'll be a point where they look across and go, okay.
They might even turn off the score. You know they do that too, so they won't even see it.
Right. But I think even if you know, I don't think there's going to be a point where it's like, oh, what, the Rams are up 27-3 against the 49ers, so yeah, we'll just relax. And you can't – it's harder to relax too when you're at home. Like, you know, there's fans in attendance. Mm-hmm. It's a last game before the playoffs. I think you want that momentum as well. And they have got a lot of things to get right here in this team. They're not clicking.
Yeah.
Where last year. They've got some problems I think they need to iron out. So that was my one selection. And the other one was the Chiefs, simply because they get to do their business before anyone else plays. And they know what they need to do, which is they need to win. Mm-hmm. And then they put the pressure on to Tennessee. But that's not the only thing they have to do. They also have to win because they have home field up until the championship game.
Yeah.
And they'll fancy their chances of beating Tennessee in the championship game. Mm-hmm. And if they aren't playing Tennessee, that means they're at home in the championship game. So there's a lot of reasons for them to win. I'm going to go for the Chiefs because I like having it done. Mm. I like the
get it out of the way. Fact,
get it out of the way, and you're not distracted by anything else that's going on. There's no back door here. If Denver cover, they cover because the Chiefs aren't good enough. There's no tomfoolery going on where my team sat players or whatever. The Chiefs are playing on Saturday to win, and that's, I think, in Week 18, that's what I want the most. Yeah, okay, so I don't think the Rams are going to blow the 49ers out, but what if they do? And then Tampa are looking across at the other score, and it can be affected. So yeah, I'm just going to take the easy way out, and not the easy way out, but the logical thing where I know what I'm getting. I know I'm getting a team that are trying to win the whole way. So Kansas City -10, okay. I believe, is what we.
Yeah. So you got to win by 11. All right. So here is the choices I have for Billy, and see what he thinks, and I'll tell him what I think. These are the teams I can pick. These are the only choices I get. I could pick the Steelers to beat the Ravens. I don't want to do that. I could pick the Bengals to beat the Browns. Now, with Burrow out and not playing, you go, I don't want to do that. Detroit to beat the Packers. I don't trust that. The Texans to beat the Tennessee Titans. Not doing that. The Jaguars to beat the Colts. Here is a full game, either the Bears or the Vikings. Another full game, Washington and the Giants. Another full game, New Orleans and Atlanta. And then I have the Jets would have to beat the Bills. Carolina would have to beat the Bucks. The Seahawks have to beat the Cardinals. And the Raiders have to beat the Chargers. No shit, right? Now, my original was, I was like, I should take the Vikings probably to beat the Bears. That was my first thought. But I changed my mind on that. So
You've probably changed to Washington.
I have changed to Washington. That is my, I have all my hopes on Washington.
In an absolutely like meaningless game.
Yes. And I'm like, because as I saw how fucking horrible New York was, I'm a little worried that they're at home. Like, it really fucking matters, I guess.
I'd feel more comfortable losing. If I lost, I'd be more comfortable losing with New Orleans, because it'd be like, well, I took the team that needed to fucking desperately win. But I can understand Washington being, in terms of being the team most capable of winning.
And no one's sitting down. They're all fucking going to play. They're going to play the last, that Heineke's trying to play for his job, you know, all that kind of shit. Atlanta, I don't trust, like we've always said, you can't trust Atlanta at all, whether you bet on them or against them. They will fuck you one way or the other. I don't trust there. It's in their own division. They do beat each other. The Falcons do beat the Saints. It's hard. But I think, like, it's that one and the Bears-Vikings are the only other choices. There's those three games, and that's it. Because there's no way the Panthers and the Bucks. There's no way. Well, the Raiders, I guess, would be another choice, but that's still no. But the Jaguars over the Colts. The Texans over the Titans. Everybody's sitting out on Green Bay. Maybe that helps. But the day I'm putting my life on the line with the Lions, no. So, yeah, that was my choices. So, yeah, I think I'm going with Washington unless I hear some shit about somebody not playing or some shit. But at one point, Washington looked like, they had a chance. So, but it goes by margin of victory. That's how you get higher in the standings. And that's why last week I picked the Patriots over the Jags. That's why I got so high, because it was 50 points. So
it just finished week. It doesn't carry on into the playoffs, does it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the end there. And I think I could actually win money, if I'm up there. I might even get money with being around eighth place. I don't even know. I have no clue. I just want to be able to go coast to coast. Last year, I was out week one. So this year, I'd be out at the end.
Week one,
I picked the Colts over the Jags.
Yeah.
Yeah. And half the league went out. Boom. Right there. I was like, motherfucker.
You know, I have to play this. I have to play this thing. Because I feel like on a week-to-week basis, I don't think that I would have made many selections that were that different to yours.
However, there was those couple that get bit in the ass. There's always the bite in the ass game, like where you would pick Buffalo over Houston. Oh, that's an easy one. And fucking Houston wins. You go, fuck. So for the most part, that's how anybody got, booted out. It's always a bullshit loss. Like, I think at the end, a couple guys, they picked Philly over the Giants. And that was that game. Philly should have won it. Hit him in the fucking face mask in the end zone. And he dropped the ball. So it was like, how the hell did Philly lose to the Giants? So then I picked Philly the next time they play the Giants, because there was your revenge and it was perfect. It took a little while, but it finally happened. But, so right now I'm trying to just do the whole damn thing and do that. And then there's the other one you have to join us with, where it's you pick the order by how many confidence points you give each win. You've done that before?
No.
That's like, you have 1 through 16. If you're not so sure on one of the games, you rank them at number 1 for 1 point. If you're 100% sure this team is going to win, give them 16 points. And you can only use it once. So you go down the line and kind of put them in order of how confident you are. And so that goes in a big pool. And it's however many points you accumulate. That's how you win. So sometimes at the end, there's strategy. Like right now, I have to take a couple long shots and give them the highest points and hope they come through. Because other people are just playing defense and putting, like, the number one teams up high and putting the other ones low. So you can bite them a little bit. But so that's that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show this week. If you want to get in on your betting, make sure to go to lockbetting.com for Billy's betting packages, where he will give you all your winners. It's the beginning of the month, so that's your best time you want to get in. And even after football, because then when we're getting into the playoffs then after the next week, so then you'll those hardcore bettors that love football, this is when you really want to get in there. It's playoff time, and it's the beginning of the month. And then after football season, you will still be into baseball. You'll have his soccer betting, of course. And then
NBA.
NBA, and yeah, get into baseball later on and everything. So that's what you want to do. Go see all my nonsense. Go to at Lingus Mafia on Twitter if you want to follow me, and you will see football betting that we do on our show too. And that's that. Go make some money. We'll see you in the playoffs.
He could go all the way.